So our new sermon series is a little bit different because it's based on our statement of beliefs that are found on the church website, and we're going to explore each of these statements. Now, we're not going to explore them in the order that they're found on the website. We've kind of rearranged things a little bit to fit in with what feels most appropriate. What it means is that none of this stuff should be controversial, none of it should be surprising, and none of it new, but that doesn't mean that it can't be really useful for us. So these all lead back to Jesus, to who he is and what he's done. They all say something about how we should be living in light of our relationship with Jesus, and therefore they should be really helpful. Now, the preachers have been given some guidelines, just so that they're clear about where the leadership stands in terms of, you know, churches can have slightly different opinions on some stuff. We have given our preachers a sense of what we believe is right about these things. But all of them have been asked to study, to pray, and to hear from God what he wants to speak to us on a Sunday afternoon. So I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know what preachers are going to come and say and share. But I do trust that God is going to speak to us through it. And my prayer is that through this, we're going to be thinking a bit more about what we believe. And that might help us to explain to others what we believe. Also, we're going to be thinking a bit more about what we do and why it matters. And that could be really helpful for renewing a sense of kind of purpose or reasons why we do things and new life. So, for example, communion. We're going to think about more about why we share communion and what's at the heart of that this afternoon. And since we do this very often, there's a chance, actually, familiarity has just made us a little bit cold to what's happening. And by thinking about it a little bit more, maybe that's going to be a chance for us to grow in faith, to be renewed in our love for Jesus, and to be more thankful for the things that have been instituted. So I hope that this series is going to be a blessing to us. Do feedback how it's going and what you think. But hopefully it's going to help us to grow in faith and worship Jesus more deeply. So no pressure, Brian. But we are looking forward to what you have to say. So I believe Anne's going to do the reading for us. Anne, would you like to pray for Brian before we speak, or do you want me to pray?